It's the Blue Pig Pigskin Plate recipe for the week. And South Carolina, hopefully we have a defeat over them today when the game kicks off. And for your game day recipe at the Blue Pig in Cookeville on the historic west side, Kent Birdwell has something that you might find a little unusual, because when he told me what today's recipe was going to be, I said, what? I've never heard of this. But last week you introduced us to some cooking with a cast iron skillet, and it looks like that's where we're going to start again today.
Again, it's my favorite cooking tool is the cast iron skillet. And we're getting now, you know, it's getting cooler. It's Thanksgiving's around the corner. So I want to start sharing some dishes you can share with your family for Thanksgiving.
I've done a lot of cooking in cast iron over my years, but never have I ever cooked green beans or pears in a cast iron skillet. It's green beans and pears.
Yes, so, you know, what I have here is about, you know, half a pound of string green beans, you know, string them.
These are the fresh kind that you get in the produce section.
Yes, I just went to the store and picked up these, and then I also have a pear here. A russet pear works great. You know, there's so many different pears. And what I would recommend this recipe, you know, you don't want Bartlett pears because they tend to be too juicy. You want, like, you know, more a firmer pear, like an Asian or a French butter pear, that would be a little bit more firm to hold up in this this dish.
Okay, now obviously we're gonna have to slice this. Are we we're peeling it too, though, right?
I say leave the skin on. Of course, my mom is, you know, she was nervous about pesticides and things like that. So you always want to wash your fruits now to make sure and get them clean. Because of the pesticides and things like that. But here we have organic pears. But we're still going to wash them and just kind of slice them. Slice them in a quarter of them.
So we're not dicing them. We're leaving them in larger chunks?
Yep. As we have here, just kind of larger chunks in quarters. And, with the green beans. And so, again, getting our cast iron skillet ready. We're going to do medium heat, medium high. Take a little time and just let it get up to temp. Get a few minutes to get hot. And when it gets ready, we just put in this dish, you know, you could use olive oil, or I prefer butter. Of course, what we're going to do here is just add a couple tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, but then just kind of finish this dish with a little butter, because it adds a little bit of richness.
Okay, so we've got our green beans here, we've got our pears, and we have them cut in roughly quarters. And
the shallot.
Okay. Now the green beans, are we going to leave these whole, or are you going to cut those in half, or?
Well, yeah, you cut them to size to fit in the skillet, but leave them, you know.
Larger pieces.
Larger pieces to go with this dish, and the shallot. We are going to dice the shallot here.
Okay, so that it gets incorporated. All right, so we're going to dice the shallot.
Yep.
Okay, and this is just one shallot.
Yeah, just one shallot. So you got a half a pound of green beans. You got one pear, and you got one shallot diced up, and
some salt and pepper. Always a little of that.
Get that ready, and then now that our cast iron skillet's getting warm. So we're just going to add this here to the dish to get the green beans in there, and going to add the pears, the sliced pears, and then the onion. Let that sizzle right here.
Okay. Some people like a crisper green bean. Some people like one that's a little more soft. So really, it's personal preference on the cook time on this one.
It is personal preference. And sometimes you may slice your pears too early. Pears are bad about oxidizing. And if you don't know what oxidizing is, it's when they turn kind of brown. And so to prevent this, if you want to use a pear for a salad, you want to add some kind of acidity to the skin.
Like a little lemon juice, or?
Lemon juice. You could use a half cup of water with a couple tablespoons of lemon juice, and just dip that pear in there, and that helps keep the color of the pear if you've already sliced it and you put it to the side. So it keeps the pear more, just a beautiful color.
I am very surprised at the combination of flavors, but it's you haven't disappointed yet. It's the Blue Pig Pigskin Plate recipe for the week. If you want to hear this recipe or others live from the Blue Pig, we have them at 1069kickscountry.com in the podcast center.